Kia ora and welcome to Chair Chats. I'm Katarina and I'm here today with Rod Robson, the Chair of National Council. Thanks for joining me, Rod.
Hey, it's Katarina. Nice to hear from you.
National Council recently met on the 1st and 2nd of August for a meeting, the first day of which was a strategic kind of national planning gathering with a bunch of groups, and then the second day considering some of the usual National Council business. So, Rod, the Friday, you were gathering with the regional leaders, the chairs of the regional associations, National Support Centre staff, the Kerry principal, the general director of Arotahi, chair of the Baptist Women's Board. There's a lot of people. What was that like? Was that a great opportunity?
Yes, but when we get together, we probably don't get together enough, actually.
Do you want to talk to some of what got talked about in that Friday strategic space?
Yeah, one of the things we're very conscious of is we haven't been great at alignment in the past, and we're working quite hard in that space to improve that. But at the end of the day, that is about relationships and communication and singing from the same songbook, if you like. So the day was really good for that. One of the things that we were presented with was from the Baptist World Alliance, which had a congress recently in Brisbane that a number of us went to. They pointed out that in 2033, it's the anniversary of 2000th anniversary of quite a lot of things. The crucifixion of Jesus, the resurrection of Jesus, the birth of the church. And in that regard, there is a worldwide initiative that they are promoting to all their Baptist member organizations about how that could and should be celebrated in a ministry and a personal growth kind of a way. Now, it's kind of exciting and it's quite neat. And come along to National 3 and you'll hear more about it. Or alternatively, you can sign up to National 3 virtually and you can sort of hear all about it.
Yeah, and the regional leaders are doing some really cool work in this space to look at what does this look like for our churches in an Aotearoa New Zealand context, and some really exciting stuff coming there. I'm looking forward to hearing more about that over the next, 8 years until 2033. So, Rod, on the Saturday morning, National Council got back together, just the council, and they had a really big discussion on a topic that a lot of people are kind of interested in. What was that, and do you want to share anything from that?
We had the conclave that has been looking at who our next national leader might be, brought a name to us.
Ooh,
a name. After an extensive discussion and prayer and sitting with it, we've decided that that name will go the next stage of the process, and that is that it will be presented to Arotahi Missions Council this coming Friday, and also discussed with the regional chairs, the regional leaders, and some other leaders from the National Centre and Kerry. Mm. And then, all going well, that name will go out to the wider Baptist movement early September. Discernment about whether this is the person that should lead us.
Yes, and then we'll gather together at National Hui in November, whether you're there in person or whether you're attending virtually, to really discern and pray together and vote on whether this is the person that will be our next national leader. There were some more big kind of agenda items on the table for National Council, and one of these is in relation to a report from the Abuse and Care Royal Commission of Inquiry Baptist Response Group, which is a very long name, but essentially a group that got together to unpack the recommendations from the Abuse and Care Royal Commission of Inquiry and what that might look like in a Baptist context. Do you want to speak to that, Rod, in terms of what National Council then does with that going forward?
A lot of recommendations for us, and we are going to be taking some considerable time to work those through. Initially looking at what are the most important things that we should be doing firstly, and at the text of a formal apology to those that our movement has harmed since 1950. And that those are careful pieces of work that will be unraveling in the next little while. So I want to give a shout out to that response group. They did some very good work for us and we're very grateful.
And that apology will be publicly released shortly for you and our churches to view. We also received some updates. One here that I think is of note is there's been some work going on behind the scenes around a constitution for Te Runanga and Te Whariki, which are kind of the Te Runanga, the gathering of Māori Baptists in our movement, and Te Whariki, the kind of governing group of Te Runanga. Now, there was a hui a Māori a few months ago that kind of discussed some of that progress, and National Council received an update on that. Where's that at, Rod?
We will have a set of rules to put before the hui in November, which will mean that Te Whariki has a formal status in our Baptist world. And I think that will be a really good thing. That's the leadership of Te Runanga. Hopeful that we will together we'll make that happen. I think that would be a positive step forward in our bicultural relationship.
Yeah, and it's definitely coming out of a very long journey that's had a lot of different stages in it. But this is a really exciting kind of step forward into what's next for that journey. Now, there was also a name put forward to be a Baptist representative on the Chaplains Defence Advisory Council, which is a group of chaplains who lead the Defence Force military chaplains in New Zealand. And we have a few Baptists who are active chaplaincy roles within the Defence Force. And so the name that was put forward to National Council for that was Paul Cossey, and that was accepted by National Council. So we thank Paul for his willingness to contribute in that board space, providing some governance there. The work of chaplains in our movement is really amazing. We have Baptist chaplains working in hospitals and prisons and in sports chaplaincy and in Defence Force, and bringing gospel renewal in a range of different contexts and providing some real practical support for people. So we just love to hear of what's happening in that space.
We were delighted that Paul's name was brought forward. For those of you who don't know him, he is currently the pastor at Motueka Baptist in the top of the South. He's on the board of the Upper South Baptist Association. He's got a long storied involvement with our movement and is widely respected. So appreciate him doing that.
Now, Rod, there was also an update on Te Wao Totara, which is the new code of ethics and conduct. Do you want to provide an update on what's happening with that?
The code of ethics and conduct has been essentially finalised and will be, after being consulted on earlier this year, and is going to be celebrated at the National Hui. And that's an important piece of work to get done.
Yeah. So there's been quite a lot going on lately, and there is much to be thankful for with some of these pieces of work kind of coming to the end, with us moving into some new stages and some things. God is at work in our movement, and there is so many stories of gospel renewal happening in local Baptist churches that we are always encouraged by. And I know National Council is encouraged by those when they meet together. So be praying. Rod, is there any specific things that you would invite the churches to be praying with National Council for this month?
This phase of discernment that we're entering into is important. We want to be able to go to hui for a very clear sense that we have the right person to lead us into the next phase. I appreciate the work and effort that's gone in by the conclave and also by the people who have really engaged with the process and those have put their names forward. Grateful for that. My goal at the beginning of the year was I hoped that the conclave would have three strong candidates, and actually they had more than that. So they had a hard job, but that's the way it should be. Quality people And it's been a stretching process, and I just pray that it continues to roll on in the way that it has.
Yeah, and the importance of prayer has been emphasized all the way throughout that, of this is not a decision that any one person or group of people is making, but something that the Lord is being really present in. We've got a busy couple of months ahead in the lead up to National Hui, but we're excited that we're going to be gathering with you all there. Please stay tuned for updates. There'll be emails, there'll be content on the baptist.nz website, whether there's articles or podcasts, and we look forward to seeing you all at National Hui in November. Thanks, Rod, for chatting with me today.
No worries.